3 minutes before St. Mary's chimed the quarter hour. Father blamed the moon's blink, 3 days past apogee, for the westerly, raging ball wind that butted their Dundee train. Bella had been following rain racing backwards in wormy tracks on the window, but now she pressed her ribboned head into his arm. Moonlight returned breathless, messaging them in urgent flickers between the iron girders. But too late. The groaning trusses buckled at the knee, lifting the carriages from the tracks, tumbling them, burning coals trailing a comet's tail into the swollen Tay. And 4 yards of blue crepe and ruffle closed around Bella's body in a tulip-shaped tomb.